if you do not like this show this hour, you are not allowed to come and burn it down. Sorry. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalecki and Kara DeFalco.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Kara DeFalco will be by in mere moments. Our guest this hour is our sports guy, Adam Walsky. You hear Adam here on the program every other week in his Sports in Focus segment. Well, Adam will be in studio today, and we will be talking about, yes, the Super Bowl. It is Super Bowl Sunday. You do know that, don't you? We'll be talking about the relocation buzz that's going on in the NFL right now. The San Diego Chargers becoming the Los Angeles Chargers. Does the NFL want them to go back? What happens to the Oakland Raiders? All of that. We will talk about all things NFL with Adam Walsky. Then it'll be this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the Oscar-nominated Manchester by the Sea. Then we will delve into colors you should always wear on a job interview. Yes, it is important. And then we will have more lewd-sounding town names. No, they are not lewd. You have a dirty mind. These are fine, upstanding communities. The names of their towns, though, sound pretty dirty. All right, we start things off this hour with violent protests this week on the campus of UC Berkeley. Why? Because the editor of the Breitbart News website was going to appear and make a speech at the University of California at Berkeley. This was more than just walking around and yelling things and holding up signs. There were violent demonstrations. There were fires set. There were windows broken. There were cars set on fire. And in one, at least one YouTube video, a man beaten nearly unconscious. It looked like he was unconscious in the middle of a street because he didn't agree with the way the protesters agreed. We are now to that point here. I always thought that universities and colleges were supposed to be the home of free expression and the exchange of ideas, even if those ideas were different and they were in conflict with one another. I guess that is not the case anymore. You cannot go on to a college campus and speak if you are of a certain political persuasion, and that is sad. That is a loss of free speech for everyone. It is a situation where bullies win. And I love how some of these protesters literally put on ski masks and gas masks and cover their faces so they cannot be seen. If you are proud for your cause, and if you are going to stand up for your cause, let's see your face. I guess it's because that face is attached to a body which has arms, which are breaking windows and setting fires and beating people senseless. How would you feel if you were a parent of a student at UC Berkeley this week and you saw that and you went to the Twitter feed for the UC Berkeley campus police that simply said, students need to shelter in place now. Stay away from your windows because protesters are coming down this street and they're coming down that street. How horrible is that? $40,000 a year to sit cowering in a corner because you may have a brick thrown through your window because someone is upset that somebody else is coming to speak at a university. That's not right, and that's sad. We're going to get to a point, I think, in this country where people are not going to appreciate that level of protest any longer. Because what is an acceptable level of protest? Marches, terrific. Screaming at the top of your lungs in the middle of the street, terrific. But once you begin to destroy property and hit people and endanger people's lives, your cause disappears and you really come off looking like a thug. And it was very sad this week, and you really have to wonder, with everything that's gone on in this country, especially for the last few months now, where we are headed. And it seems to be a pretty scary place. Adam Walsky is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn. What's more addictive than cigarettes, alcohol, and coffee? Technology.
A recent survey shows only 3% of people on vacation didn't check their email. Stuart Hughes, writing for the BBC, talks about his digital detox. It wasn't by choice. On vacation, deep in the woods in Canada, he found himself unable to get internet service.
3 long days later, he made a startling discovery. He says, as the virtual world receded, the real world in front of me came into sharper focus.
He created timeless memories. He lived moments personally and privately. Now he plans to make this an annual event.
Could you use a digital detox? It may help you reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. A surprising cash cow now lies in a surgical procedure some doctors are employing to treat hyperactivity in children. There's been some evidence that hyperactivity could be caused by a lack of sleep from apnea or a sleep disorder. So doctors are pushing tonsillectomies, or the removal of a child's tonsils, as treatment for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. They say boys with ADHD snore more than other children, and that the tired body may overcompensate by becoming hyperactive. Some 50% of tonsillectomies are done because enlarged tonsils interfere with a child's breathing. But in these scenarios, what's left out is that sleep apnea or other disorders are often caused by obesity. And throat surgery for profit over dealing with a child's diet may not be in the best interest of any child. From the Greeniverse,
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.